I have to say, this is genuinely exciting news. Japan has officially reclassified cryptocurrencies as financial products after sweeping legislative amendments just got approved by its House of Counselors. It really feels like a decisive leap toward mainstream financial integration.
It certainly is a significant milestone. Historically, Japan was actually an early adopter of exchange licensing, right after the 2014 MT. GOX collapse. But for years, they kept digital assets in a regulatory and tax gray area, treating them more like speculative commodities.
Exactly. And this new legislation finally clears up that ambiguity. By aligning crypto with traditional securities, Japan is establishing a much more mature framework that beautifully balances innovation with real investor protection.
Right, and the overhaul really comes down to three major changes. First, we're looking at a dramatic shift in tax treatment.
I'm really glad we're addressing that. Right now, cryptocurrency gains are taxed as miscellaneous income, which can push effective rates up to a staggering 55% for high earners. It's just not very encouraging for long-term holders.
Precisely. The reclassification paves the way for a standard capital gain structure, potentially capping those rates around 20%. That alone should make long-term and institutional investment far more attractive.
And the second change is just as exciting. The legal barrier to domestic cryptocurrency exchange-traded funds has finally been removed.
That's a major step for accessibility. The Financial Services Agency will now oversee regulated, transparent ETF products. It gives everyday investors a secure way to gain exposure to assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum without having to manage private keys or navigate those volatile spot markets.
Which leads perfectly into the third change. Market oversight is going to be significantly tightened.
Absolutely. Exchanges will face much stricter requirements around liquidity reporting, customer fund segregation, anti-manipulation measures, and rigorous auditing. It's all about fostering a safer, compliance-driven market.
And you can't overlook the global ripple effect here. As a G7 nation, Japan's move carries substantial weight. It's a powerful demonstration that crypto can actually coexist with established banking and securities markets without compromising financial stability.
That's the broader implication. This level of regulatory maturity is likely to pressure other jurisdictions to follow suit. We could see a wave of legislative reforms across Europe and Asia, which would ultimately increase global liquidity, reduce volatility, and accelerate institutional adoption.
I'm really optimistic about where this is heading, though I know implementation will be gradual. The Financial Services Agency still needs to draft detailed guidelines, update compliance standards for existing exchanges, and build out the infrastructure necessary for those new crypto ETFs.
That's a fair point. Investors should definitely expect a transition period as the old rules phase out and the new standards take effect. It won't happen overnight.
But ultimately, this legislation sends a clear message. Cryptocurrency is no longer a fringe experiment. It's a recognized, legitimate component of the global financial system.
Exactly. By prioritizing transparency, fairness, and accountability, Tokyo is positioning itself as a blueprint for how the rest of the world can safely integrate digital assets into mainstream finance.